You're listening to Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5. Call Sean now at 343-0106.
Well, with the pictures coming in as well, getting them from Baldwin County, also getting them from Mobile County, and getting them from South Mobile County, where I find my friend, who also happens to be mayor of the town of Dauphin Island, Jeff Collier, who, Jeff, I heard you talking this morning with Dan and Dalton, that power was out even before the sun came up this morning.
Yeah, that was my wake-up call. About 5:15 this morning, the power went out, and it was around that same time that Aldott shut the causeway down as well. So neither of those situations have changed since then either.
It reminds you you're on an island, if you need any reminded.
That's correct.
I mean, and talk to people about that. You said Aldott called you, and you and I have talked about this over the years, that it is not your decision whether the causeway that leads to the bridge is open. It's Aldott's.
Yeah, it's their responsibility. It's a state road that leads, well, the bridge is state also. So all that is their responsibility and oversight, and they have the ultimate decision on when conditions are such that they feel like it's hazardous driving conditions, and then they make that call. And usually what happens, Sean, to be honest, is the conditions themselves actually close the road, and they just kind of confirm it. But, we're going to ride out there here shortly after I get off the call with you. We're going to jump in the Humvee and run out there and put our eyes on it just to see what it looks like. But, you know, traditionally we get a lot of those rocks that are along the side of the road, get up in the roadway, logs and other debris that just would make driving very treacherous. Not to mention, there's probably a foot of water over the road or so.
Yeah, I mean, we've already dealt with it. I know this year people can see the rocks got put back into place, but some of those logs, you know, that were on the side of the road, nice thing is, I guess, with the wind, they'll go on out towards Heron Bay and the margin, be a structure for a blackfish one day. But that's what gets left on the road. So I guess as soon as, do they stage up at Alabama Port with those front end loaders, or where do they stage that equipment?
Yeah, that's I think is what they're doing this time around. And it all depends on weather. You know, I heard the gentleman talking with the power company. It's the same thing with the Aldott. You know, they don't put their people or equipment out there under certain weather conditions. And, you know, it's they get prepped and ready to go, and they just have to wait and move in when the conditions allow. I actually spoke to Governor Ivey directly and Director Cooper yesterday on the phone, and they were asking me, you know, what do we need mostly from the state? And I said, we just need you guys down there on the ground and be prepared to help get the road open as quickly as possible, because, you know, it's our only way on and off the island, and that is our lifeline. And so the quicker we can get that open, the better it is for everybody.
Let's run through this for people that aren't down there with you on the island right now, but, have property or have family that has property down there. I know that yesterday you and I were talking that it was West End was we moved back for the West End with the shutoff of the power and the water. Now power off on the island. What about water from the four-way back east? What is it like in the village right now?
Yeah, I mean, all those water and sewer services are fine in the areas other than the extreme West End at this point. In fact, I talked with some of the guys with Water and Sewer Authority this morning. They have generators in place at the various sewage lift stations. They have to run those periodically. Of course, they've got somebody out at the water system keeping generators going. And so right now, all of that is working fine in the wooded part of the island, if you will.
All right, let's talk about water levels, Mayor. You and I talked about this yesterday, and I mean, I know it's a moving target here, literally, but slow-moving with Sally. But we could see, Dr. Bill says maybe storm surge now as high as 10 feet of water. I've always said that 8 feet is my number. You know where I am, we're going to get water. But 10 feet, that puts a lot of water on the island.
Yeah, it does, and it brings the whole island at risk, essentially. This is not just a West End issue and a causeway issue. This brings the whole island into play, and any of the areas along the Salt Creek area, Allo Bay, of course, all the little subdivisions in the East End. I mean, the whole island can be affected with that type of a flood situation, and of course, high winds as well. So definitely something that is of concern, and I just hope that everybody took the necessary precautions when we had time to do so in the last couple of days, and I think for the most part people did, and so I guess we'll just have to wait and see what plays out.
I hope all the, I'm sure boats out of the water and ones that can't are tied up, but we were looking at some video earlier today from in the bayou, and there was one of those, I guess they were doing work over there on one of those casino boats, river boats, yeah. And it had come loose, and, you know, those,
yep,
it doesn't take long for something like that to
yep.
add some major damage.
It is, and I saw where the marina here on the island put out notice, I think, day before yesterday, and they ordered all the different boats out of their docks. Certain docks, they ordered them to leave the area.
The wet slips?
Customary.
Yeah, they're out of the wet slips there?
Yes.
Okay.
And then also, I saw a tremendous amount of boats being trailed off the island in the last several days as well. So I think people, you know, anybody that's been around here for any length of time, we kind of know the routine. It's just a matter of, you know, deciding when to pull the trigger, you know, and I think a lot of people have done so. The other thing I'll throw in, talking about your boating listeners, people will probably be interested to know that our infamous breach at Little Dolphin there at Government Cut is once again a breach.
It breached
sometime early this morning, yeah.
So it is back open.
It is, yep.
And that area that in my lifetime I think has been filled, I don't want to start problems there, but it's been filled a lot of times, yep, in my lifetime.
It has been, and I believe, I couldn't quite get that far down there because there was a lot of flooding at Billy Goat Hole, but I believe it actually breached across from Billy Goat Hole again as well. I couldn't quite see that far, but I think it did. And of course, you know, with conditions potentially getting worse, I mean, I just thought I'd go ahead and throw that out there so we're kind of having to deal with that same situation. The other thing I'll say real quick on that, though, there is a study underway by the Corps to look at rehabilitation to the full Little Dolphin Island, and one of the components of that is to potentially restore that breach area with a more permanent opening, potentially. It's not a final decision yet, but they're looking at maybe doing something that it would remain open rather than trying to close it. But
if
maybe within a year we'll know something.
If it's okay for the environment, I'm just raising my hand for this one, Mayor. I like the shortcut.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, it helps flush Dolphin Island Bay, and obviously it keeps opening up. Mother Nature's, I guess, trying to tell us something, right?
She is, for sure.
But we'll see. But yeah, it has breached sometime this morning.
With power out down on the island, are the websites still up, or the Facebook page if people are checking in or want information?
Yeah, they can keep checking the town's website. I'm not so sure about that. I haven't tried it myself today. Actually, town hall's closed today. We let our staff stay home on
sure.
the conditions. But obviously, they can check townofdolphinisland.org. And, you know, I try to keep posting periodically on my own personal Facebook page. But, you know, we'll just have to kind of see how this thing plays out.
All right, Mayor, we will be talking to you, if not before, for sure in the morning, figuring out the situation down there and what we can do to help up here.
Sounds good, Sean. Thanks for calling.
Hey, and what a great resource and just a go-to guy, the mayor of Dolphin Island, Jeff Collier, who has been without power himself, like everybody, since 5 this morning down there. All right, truly an island, right? No traveling on the causeway to get to the bridge right now either. We'll get more from staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams' full weather discussion about Sally on the way next.